We'll Six see. Minutes after 8 o'clock, without further ado, Ricky, I'm going to let you do this introduction here because there are, I don't know if there'd be somebody who is a bigger fan in this market than this guy right here.
Gino, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good to have you on board, buddy. One of my all-time favorites.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so good to have you. Came on last year with us, and we appreciate that. And I really appreciate you giving us your time this morning. Just tell us, all your fans out there, give us an update on how you're doing these days.
I'm doing good. Everything's in remission. I just got to go see the doctor every 3 months and take a blood test once a month and to make sure it doesn't come back. But other than that, the health is very good.
So, Gino, on to 50th anniversary celebrations for the Canucks. Are you involved with it at all? Are you looking forward to this?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going to the opener and seeing what kind of show they put on. I know they had asked everybody to be there at 20 to 7, so 6:40 we'll be there and watching the festivities. I'm very excited about the season.
Gino, they got Michael Ferland is a guy who is now part of this team. You know him quite well. Can you just give our listeners a little bit of a backstory of what your relationship is with Ferland?
Well, he was in Calgary's system, just starting out as a young guy, and they had concerns about him because he was partying a little bit too much. And Bob Hartley, who used to be my junior coach, Ferland reminded him of me, so he called me in to have a talk with him and just let him know that this is an opportunity that doesn't come along more than once in a lifetime, and to bear down and to make a career out of it. And to his credit, he stopped partying and he worked his bag off and became in very good shape and became a good NHL player.
Gino Olczyk with us here on Sportsnet 650. When would that conversation have happened there, Gino?
Jesus. His first year. So probably 6 years ago, maybe.
Was he in Abbotsford with the Heat at that time?
Yeah, he didn't make the Heat that season. They sent him back to the junior, but he was at his first training camp.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you stay in contact with him?
Yeah, me, Ron DeLorme, Peter Leach, and him went for supper at the beginning of the season, and we had a good talk with him, and I told him to make sure he saves every penny he can because the career goes by quick, and you got to take care of yourself for the rest of your life, and told him to work hard and to be an honest player, and the fans will love him.
But then you gave him the bill because he makes a lot of money.
No, we took care of the bill.
Come on, Gino. You're too nice. Come on. You got to make the current NHL guys pay. Come on.
No, Jim Benning took care of the bill.
Ooh. Yeah, that's all right.
Nice to know.
So when he's got his new extension here. Gino Olczyk with us here on Sportsnet 650. The captaincy, the 14th captain in team history will be named tomorrow night, Gino. In your mind, how important is a captain in the room, or is it?
Well, it's important to have a leader, someone that the media can go speak to, and somebody to take charge in the room to get the team together and organize team outings and make sure the boys are ready to go. And I'm looking forward to Bo getting it. He's the perfect captain. He's really classy, and he works hard, and he's everything a captain should be.
You played on a few teams. Which captain made the greatest impact to you?
Trevor Linden did a really good job. He was the heart and soul of the team, and he wasn't a vocal leader, but he worked hard and he made sure the team was together and took us out for team dinners and team outings, and he was really good with the media and took a lot of pressure off other people.
Hey, Gino, Don Cherry over the weekend said the Maple Leafs are not tough enough to win the Stanley Cup. In your eyes right now, are the Canucks tough enough?
Yeah, they're tough enough. It's going to basically come down, once the big boys get going and start scoring, it's going to basically come down to goaltending. If the goaltending is really good, they'll have a chance at the playoffs. If it's average, then they won't be in. But they're tough enough. They've got enough scoring. It's just to get the boys going is what needs to happen.
Gino, I'm going to play something. When you came on last year, you talked about Matheson hitting Pettersson. Listen to this.
It didn't matter if it was on the ice or not. Next time I step on the ice, I go right after him, and I make sure that I beat him really good so the rest of the league sees it. and nobody tries that again with our players.
Did it bother you that nobody grabbed Matheson at any point in that game?
Yeah.
There you go, Gino. Hey, Brock Besser got hit from behind in Abbotsford. People complaining again, nothing happened. Do you watch that stuff, Gino, in today's NHL? Do you sit there and go, we need more of that? Defend the star players.
Yeah, well, we got that here. JT Miller's a tough guy, and Ferland's the tough guy. They're going to protect the players. That's what they wanted, and that's what they're expecting them to do, and the guys are going to do it this year. When Besner got hit, they were on a power play. They had all their skilled players out there, and I guess they said that nobody seen the replay is what they said, but there's certain something you don't want to happen. You have to protect your star players. They have to feel free to go out there and score their goals. So you have to take it upon yourself to protect your teammates. And I'm pretty sure Ferland will do that.
Gino Ojic joining us on the starting lineup. Gino, we were asking a poll question yesterday. How long of this fan base that is so caught up in the Vancouver Canucks, how patient are they? How long do you think it takes a team, and there's a lot of new faces on this team, to kind of get going? They've played well in two games. They don't have any wins. Does it take a few weeks before the players in the room really feel comfortable and realize you got to start putting some wins on the board?
Yeah, well, the problem is the league is so competitive, you don't have a few weeks. You don't want to fall behind 0-3. You have to find a way to get going. And it takes a while for the players to get used to each other. I understand that, but they have to win the next game. You know, you don't want to fall too far behind. You just can't catch up after because everybody's winning.
Gino, tell me this. I don't know how many people are aware of this, but I understand that there is a documentary in the works about your relationship with you and Pavel Bure. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, Peter Leach, my friend, has been taking care of it. I know a little bit that they're going to interview us when Pavel comes down for the 50th anniversary, but I don't know the full details on what's going on.
Do you know when Pavel's coming, Gino, this year?
Jesus. I think he said, when's Pavel coming?
Tonight.
Oh, we want to break that.
Possibly November and then in February again.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
So a couple of visits.
Yeah. By
and
Pavel.
Was my understanding that you're going to head over there to Russia as well maybe and go and see Pavel?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. If they want us to do that, then we'll do that. I'd love to go back to Moscow. It's a beautiful city.
Hey, for people, I mean, you know, we just celebrated the 25th anniversary of that 94 Stanley Cup run here in Vancouver. But, you know, you guys are so linked, you know, the relationship that you guys had and the bond that you guys had. Why were you guys so close? And obviously, I mean, some people can connect the dots just from a simple, oh, he was the tough guy and the protector. But why were you guys so close?
I think we were both young guys at the time he came, and we just connected. He was a goal scorer. I was the protector, and he took care of me, and I took care of him, and we really got along good off the ice. He's an honest person, and I really like that.
We had a clip from Elias Pettersson on yesterday when he talked about in year number two for him, he is learning how to deal with the media, learning how to deal with people. I would suggest that in the most recognizable athletes in this city, you can't go too far in Vancouver without someone saying, hey, Gino, how are you? How did you come about learning it? Did you just naturally have that ability, or did it take a while for you to feel comfortable in how recognizable you became as an NHL player here?
Well, I always took it as, you know, something that you should be honored to do, that people recognize you and respect you. It was always a lot of fun. You know, the fans were good, but they weren't rude or anything like that. They didn't impose. The fans in Vancouver are really respectful, and it's an honor that, you know, a career goes by quick. It just goes by in a flash, and then they think, you know, it's over, and that's what you miss. Once it's over, the connections you have with your teammates and the fans and the city.
Gino, I know you go to Vancouver Giants games too. What do you like about today's hockey, and what don't you like about today's hockey?
Well, I love how fast it is. they're just so skilled nowadays, and everybody's in great shape, and everybody's got their own personal coach. The skill is unbelievable. I missed the rough stuff. I don't think the players protect each other enough in today's game, but I really enjoyed the speed of the game today.
Jano, just in closing, on my side here, the Kings and the Flames will go at it tonight in Calgary, and there's been quite the personal rivalry between Matthew Tkachuk and Drew Doughty, and they've kind of been talking trash in the media the last few days. But you look at a good rivalry like that, you look at Evander Kane and Ryan Reeves that have got something going with the Sharks and the Golden Knights. You know, you look at personal issues. Who was the guy for you that, you know, you always kind of circled the calendar for this guy? You know what, I got to be ready to, this guy drives me nuts, but I know I drive him nuts too. Who was that guy for you?
Marty McSorley.
Oh, Marty, yeah.
Yeah, he was a pain in the butt to play against. He was always trying to start a fight, and he always liked putting on a show, so it was a lot of fun to play against him.
Give me a moment that stands out for you and Marty.
He had gotten traded by the LA Kings to Pittsburgh, I think, and we played the Kings, and I roughed up Gretzky, and after the game, I told the media the reason why I roughed up Gretzky, because he had no one to protect him. He should have taken $8 million instead of $9 million, and he'd have money to protect Marty. And so the next game we play, Marty's brought back to L.A.
Oh, boom.
And he comes right after me. And it was, I told him in the press box, I should have said, thank you. I'm the reason why you're back here.
Great story.
The great thing is, Gino, Marty McSorley is one of the nicest guys around, too. Off the ice and maybe when the career was done, have you met and do you get along and share those stories and laughs?
Yeah, I met him on an airplane coming back from Edmonton. He's a good guy. He worked hard, and I always thought he would be a general manager or somebody involved in hockey. Certainly the thing that happened with Brashear didn't help him, but he's a guy that really knows hockey, and he knows what he's talking about when it comes to hockey.
Gino, I tell Ernie Punch McLean this all the time. You got to write a book. Get into it. Somebody's got to get to you.
Ricky, you can write it if you know how to somebody, let me spell.
Somebody's got to get to you, Gino. These stories are too good. You got to write a book, my friend.
Thanks, Gino. Really appreciate you this. Great to catch up and tell these stories.
Like,
and we'll see you tomorrow.
Like to tell the fans to show up for the first game. It's going to be a good show.
6:40 tomorrow night. Get your butts in your seats, and we'll see you at the game tomorrow night. Thanks, Gino.
Thanks, Gino.
Thank you.
Yep.
There he is, the one, the only, the Maniwaki Mauler, Gino Ogic.
Sportsnet 650.